Well, Keyshawn, we're fortunate enough to have your nephew around here, Michael Thomas, an NFL record holder now, the most reception in his first two seasons. But what are some of the?
Why you had to say that though? now he's the best receiver in the family.
Well, I'm just saying, it's kind of rolling downhill from you. What were some of the things that you kind of taught him and told him as he got ready to enter the NFL?
Well, I've always preached being physical with him because he's a big presence in terms of his size and athletic ability to me. Just be a physical specimen out there. And if he can do that, then I think, you know, the rest would have taken control in terms of catching balls and getting run after catch. So I've always felt like if that part of his game was at the level that it needed to be, then nobody in the NFL could stop him. And then ones that could would have a hard time.
Well, based on that, how much are you looking forward to this Sunday matchup with him and Xavier Rhodes?
I think it'll be interesting. The first time around they play, it depends on how you look at the statistical side of it. Mikey had like 5 catches, I don't know, maybe like 60 yards or something like that. Not a big number, but certainly a number that, you know, kept attention to Coach Zim and that defense. So if Sean Payton and the offense can decide to move him around a little bit more, get him some free releases and get him in sync with Drew Brees early, then I think he could obviously take advantage of him as well.
Yeah. Mike says he talks to you fairly routinely. How does that, you know, advice situation go?
Well, it's basically via text. It's not really phone conversations because these dudes, just nowadays, everything is text. It drives me crazy. It's like, man, pick up the phone to talk to me. But, you know, if I see something in a game and I'm watching the game, then I'm understanding this offense because I played in the offense, but I also understand just football in general, and I can tell him what he's doing wrong, different things that he's tipping his hand for a defensive back. If for instance, somebody bats a ball down, then I could say to him, oh, the reason they batted the ball down in the third quarter on this particular play is because you did this. You know, like last week against the Atlanta Falcons, he catches the long pass, the deep crosser, going, I don't know which way to stadium, but he's going toward the end zone. He got tackled from behind by Luke Kuechly at like the 5-yard line. Mm-hmm. And the first thing I told him is you rolled the hump. If you fought your way to get underneath the linebacker and straighten back up and stair-step and get all the way across, you'd have gotten over there faster. You'd have gotten in the window faster. And not only that, when you caught the ball, put your damn foot in the ground and accelerate. You know, and then it was like one of those back-and-forth exchanges. Like, yeah, I know, you know. And then on the 4th-and-2 play, I knew exactly what play it was. It was meant to go to him. And I could see based on the formation and the way it was set up and what he was running. And so I just was, you know, just talking about that. And so that's pretty much it.
I almost feel like we ought to put you on the payroll for that kind of analysis. What have you seen of his development the first two seasons? Obviously, again, we mentioned he's an NFL record holder for receptions in his first two seasons. But
don't tell him that.
But what have you seen of his development in the first 2 years?
Well, he just continues to get better. I mean, with confidence, you know, it grows. And I think, you know, whenever you're a rookie and you come into this league, you're not too for sure about things, the speed of the game, how it raises come playoff time, how it raises toward the middle of the year, how it raises if you're playing an opponent in your division versus somebody not in your division. So he knows that now the second time around. He is, I guess, the go-to guy in the passing game. He doesn't have to necessarily share it's 3rd and 5, who you going to give it to. Well, when I played, it's the same thing. You 3rd and 5, we already know who you're giving the ball to. 3rd and 6, we know who you're giving it to. And that's the same way he's being treated now by Sean Payton as well as the rest of the defenses in the National Football League. They know certain down and distance who's getting the ball. And you have to take your game to the next level when that happens. You're going to be double teamed, but you have to take your game to the next level. So when you're double teamed, it really doesn't mean anything. I mean, that, you know, I tell him all the time, I was double from the time I walked into the stadium. I mean, no matter day one, I was always doubled. I never complained about it, but I learned how to beat one of the guys. I can't beat them both. I'm going to beat him. I'm going to attack you. This guy will fall off eventually.
What are your thoughts on Sunday's game now? The Saints have a chance here to win a game and go to the NFC Championship.
I think so. I was looking. I don't pay much attention to the brackets at all, but I happened to just be looking at it yesterday. And I said, well, hell, if they go into Minnesota and they win, because I got Atlanta beating the Eagles because of the weather, it's going to be great, and Nick Foles. So I'm looking at that, and I'm setting them up. You know, I'm sitting there going, if they go into Minnesota and win, then they come home, they play Atlanta, oh, yeah, we'll be back in Minnesota. But you know, that was my thought process.
Yeah, well, you sound like a Saints fan. Are you? How much are you following the Saints nowadays?
Well, I follow every single game. I mean, I've only gone to games on the West Coast with him. I haven't gone to any other games because I'm too busy to travel. But whenever they come out west and play somebody, I always go to the game. So I'm like watching every game on DirecTV anyway. Yeah.
You mentioned playing in the summer.
My Sundays are set up around his game, basically.
That's nice. you mentioned also just the fact that you've been in this offense, this Sean Payton offense. What are some of the things you've seen out of it this year? The numbers have been down a little bit, and yet they're still getting the production.
Well, I think Sean has gotten away from trying to throw the ball on every down, number one. He's allowed Ingram and Kamara to run the ball, but also Kamara catching the ball out of the backfield. So, you know, he finally realizes, I will tell Sean, you finally realize that you can't just throw every down and you got to play a little bit of defense. And so with that being said, he's changed his game and style as a coach to some degree, where his defense is playing a lot better and he's starting to run the ball a little bit more. He's not getting away from the run game because he grew up in the passing game era. So now he runs the ball and they're doing fine. I mean, really nothing else to say.
How much are you loving life now? I mean, do you miss playing the game because you're still connected to the game, but you're not playing the game?
Man, I ain't played football in 12 years. If you miss football in 12 years, then something seriously is wrong with you. I don't miss it at all. I enjoy watching my nephew play. I enjoy watching it on television. And those dudes hit too hard nowadays, so I'm okay.